Our passage today, John 8, is on page 868 in those pew Bibles, or you can look at it up on the screen. Kids, if you were at kids' camp this week, you'll recognize part of the first verse that we're going to read. It was our memory verse on Monday. So John chapter 8, starting in verse 12, says this. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The Pharisees challenged him. "Here you are, appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid." Jesus answered, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I came from and where I'm going. But you have no idea where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards, but I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are true, because I'm not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. In your own law, it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is true. I am one who testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me." Then they asked him, "Where is your Father?" "You do not know me or my Father," Jesus replied. "If you knew me, you would know my Father also." He spoke these words while teaching in the temple courts near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one seized him because his hour had not yet come. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. All right, kids, I have a question for you. Are you listening? This is a simple question. What do you like better? Do you like daytime or nighttime better? Just shout out the answer. You're not a kid. Shut up. So, what are you saying, kids? Daytime. Why do you like daytime better? Because you can see things, right? Maybe some of you kids don't like nighttime because you don't like going to bed. I actually do. But I like daytime better because I don't like being able to not see, right? I bump into things in the dark. I have really bad night vision. I just don't like it. You know, we've been talking about light a lot this past week at camp, haven't we? What was that thing that we kept yelling all the time? Right, shine Jesus' light, that's right. Jesus is the light. And we just read part of our memory verse. Can you guys say the memory verse from Monday with me that we just read part of? Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." John 8, 12. However we did that with the fingers, yeah. Hey, I have a question though. What does it mean that Jesus is the light of the world? What do you guys think? That's maybe a hard question. What does it mean that Jesus is the light of the world? We talked a lot this week about how Jesus helps us when we feel dark, when we feel lonely or afraid or sad, right? How he helps us to help other people and when we don't get along. And those are all good things, but it actually means way more than that. It's way better than that. Our memory verse that we read on Monday, as we saw just a minute ago, is only part of the verse. There's a whole bunch more to the verse than what we said. Jesus did say, "I am the light of the world," but he kept talking after that. So I want to read it again, the whole verse for you that we just read a moment ago, and see what it says. John chapter 8, verse 12 says this, "When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, 'I am the light of the world,'" and then this is the part we didn't learn about at camp, "'whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" So, what is Jesus saying to everyone? When he says that he's the light of the world, he says, "I want you to follow me." Right? He says, "You need my light because you're all lost in the darkness. You can't see where you're going. You need light. You need to follow me. And if you follow me, I'll rescue you from the darkness forever." What do you think that he meant when he said that we're lost in the darkness, that we can't see where we're going? That's a tricky question. And actually, it was confusing when Jesus said it. The people that he said it to, the Pharisees, they were like the religious leaders, kind of like the pastors at the time, they didn't like it. They got mad at him for saying that. They said, "I'm not lost. It's not dark. I can see just fine, Jesus. What are you talking about?" They got angry at him. Do you know what they said to him? They said, "Oh yeah, prove it." You ever had anyone say that to you? You say something, you're like, "No, that's not true. Prove it." Well, verse 13 in our passage, they say literally, "Here you are appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid." Because they're saying, "Prove it to us, Jesus. Just because you said it doesn't make it true." And Jesus says, "Well, actually, that it is true because I said it." But then he goes on and he proves it to them. Jesus says, okay, you want me to prove it? I'll prove it to you. So what he does, we're going to read some more verses than what we actually read earlier. What Jesus is going to do is he's going to say, you want me to prove that I'm the light? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shine into your darkness and show you the things that you can't see about yourself. I want you to see just how lost you are. So kids and adults, what we're going to see in here is we're going to see Jesus shine his light in three ways. How he shines in the darkness, three different ways. The first one is that Jesus is going to shine his light and show us who he is. If you've got a Bible open, you can skip down to verse 23 in John chapter 8. And you're going to read what he says there. In John 23, he says this. You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world, but I am not of this world. Hey kids, who has older brothers or sisters? Or has brothers or sisters here? Do you ever compete with them or compare yourselves with them? Try to see who's the strongest or the smartest or the tallest or the fastest or the best, right? I know, especially if you're a younger sibling, that can be hard because your older siblings are always going to be taller than you. But guess what? I'm the oldest of five kids in my family. And now that we're all grown up, I have two younger brothers and two younger sisters. I am the shortest of my brothers now. They all outgrew me. So there's hope, Elijah. My sisters, on the other hand, Beth's still shorter than me. So I'm still taller. But even grown-ups, we compare ourselves to other grown-ups, right? In all kinds of different ways. Who knows more? Who's got a better job? All that kind of stuff. We still do that. You don't outgrow that. And so these Pharisees, these grown-ups that Jesus is talking to, they're trying to compare themselves to Jesus. They're saying, Jesus, you don't know what you're talking about. We're smarter than you. We know God better than you do. We know what we're talking about, and you don't. And Jesus says, no, that's not true at all. He says, you are not greater than me because I'm from above. I'm from heaven. And you're from below. You're just from earth. That's a big statement. Jesus says, I'm from heaven, right? I'm not part of this world. You're someone that God created. I'm not. People are struggling to understand what Jesus means when he says that. And so in the next verse, in verse 24, he says this. This is hard for them to hear too. He says in verse 24, I told you that you would die in your sins if you do not believe that I am he. That part's really important, that I am he. Or sorry, if you do not believe that I am he, you will indeed die in your sins. So we're going to talk about sin a little bit more in a minute, right? We all know a bit about sin. But Jesus says, listen, the only way to not die in your sin is to believe what? That I am he, right? What does that mean? There's a lot of questions to ask in this passage. Hey, kids, who knows the story of Moses? The burning bush, right? Moses meets God in the burning bush, and he asks God what his name is. What does God say? Some kid, I don't want an adult to answer this. Kid, what does God say his name is? Well, God's name is Jesus, that's true. Good job, MJ. But in the burning bush, God says, my name is I am. Good job. Right? So that's the name of God. I am. And Jesus is saying here, you have to believe that I am. That word he there is not, Jesus didn't actually say that, just in English they put it in because it makes more sense in a sentence. But Jesus is saying, you have to believe that I am God. Right? Later on in the passage, he says it even more clearly. Right? He's talking about, if you were to go down way to the end of the chapter, he's talking about Abraham in verse 56. Jesus says, Abraham's going to be excited about me. And the people say, what are you talking about? Abraham's excited about you. Abraham lived like 1,000 years ago, and you're not even 50 years old. How could Abraham even know anything about you? And in verse 58, Jesus says, very truly, I tell you, before Abraham was born, I am. Right? Jesus is saying, let me tell you who I am. I'm God. That's the first thing you need to know. You're not better than me, Pharisees or adults or anybody else. You're from this world, but I'm God. So the first way Jesus shines his light into our darkness is that he shows us who he is. Who is he? He's God. He says to us, you need to believe that. You really need to believe that. Kids, you need to believe that Jesus is God. And why is that important? Well, Jesus says, if you don't, you'll die in your sins. What does that mean? Well, that's the second way that Jesus shines his light in the darkness. First, we saw that he shows us who he is, that he's God. And second of all, we're going to see that he shows us that we're sinful. If you have a Bible, you can look at verse 34. Jesus is talking to them and he says, very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Hey, who sins here? Anyone here sin? Yeah? What is sin? Someone tell me what sin is. Something that's bad. Okay, thanks, MJ. Something that you do or say or think that's bad. That's not a bad definition. There's more to it than that. We'll talk about that in a second. But that's a good place to start. Do you know what most of us do when we sin? Everyone knows that we do bad things, right? But when we sin, most of us say, it's not really a big deal that I did that. Everyone does it, it's a little bit, right? We like to blame other people, right? Yeah, I hit my sister, but she wasn't giving me her toy, right? Yeah, I lost my temper, but only because you were annoying me. Yeah, I gave in to temptation, but only because I was sad. We like to blame other things and other people for our sin. We say, it's not a big deal, but Jesus doesn't say that. Jesus doesn't say, yeah, you're right, sin's not a big deal. He says, if you sin, you're a slave to sin. We say, no, I'm not a slave. I mean, I mess up sometimes, but it's not that bad. And Jesus says, yes, you are. Guys, what Jesus is telling us is that on our own, every single one of us are slaves to sin. You think about your life and the things that you don't like that you do and you want to stop, you know, we're addicted to sinning. We can't stop, and often we don't want to stop. What Jesus is telling us is that we're in a lot of trouble, that we need to be rescued. Because our sin, it doesn't just hurt the people around us. It doesn't just hurt us. Jesus says it cuts you off from your relationship with God. You see, the Gospel of John starts off by reminding us that God is our creator. In the beginning, he created everything, and Jesus created it with him. That's what the Bible says in the very first sentence. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. John says in the first sentence of this book, and that everything that God created included you and me. Because he made us, he knows what's best for us, right? We all like to think we know best for ourselves. We don't like to obey our kids, our parents. We don't like to obey anybody. We want to make the decisions for ourselves. But Jesus says, or God says, if you follow me, if you let me be your Lord, I'll show you what's right and wrong. I'll tell you how to live. And every single one of us says, no, I don't want that. I want to do it for myself. I don't care what you say. I want to follow my own way. God, you're not the boss. Right? We said that sinning is when we do or think or say things that's bad, but really there's more to it. Sinning is when we say to God, I don't want you to be my boss. I want to be my own boss. And that's what leads us to do and say and think those bad things. We run away from God, or we've tried to. And Jesus says, hey, you tried to get free, but you've really just made yourself into a slave. Being a slave is not a good thing. It's bad news. And Jesus says we're going to die in our sin. He shines a light on our life and shows us that it's true, that we're in trouble. We need to be rescued. But thankfully, that's not all he shows us. He doesn't just show us the bad news. He shows us the good news. So there's a third way that he shines his light in us. First, he shows us who he is. Second, he shows us our own sin. And third, he shows us how to be rescued from our sin. Look, listen to what he says next in verse 35. He says, now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to the family forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. He says, listen, if you're a slave to sin, you can't be a part of God's family. God wanted to make you his child, but you said, I don't want to be your child. I'd rather be a slave to sin. He said, you can still be a child of God, Jesus says, but you have to be set free by God's son first. Now think about the good news of what Jesus is saying here. He says, listen, your creator made you and told you what was right and how to live, and he loved you, and you said, forget you, I don't want to listen to you, I want to be my own boss. We committed treason against the king of the universe. We thought we could figure it out for ourselves and be free, but instead we just became slaves to a cruel master, to sin who wants to destroy us. And God could have just left us to suffer. He could have punished us. He would have been right to punish us. But instead, he wants to save us, to rescue us. So he sent Jesus, his son, who is God himself. And I know that's confusing, but we believe that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right? He's three persons in one God. Jesus, who is God, came down to earth to be the light that we need and to shine into our darkness and to show us these things about ourselves and show us who he is and show us the way to be rescued. That's really, really great news. But I have a question. Guys, have you ever been in the dark for a long time and then someone shines a light, turns on the light too quickly? Are you happy when that happens? What happens when someone shines a light in your eyes right after you've been in the dark? You say, ah, that's too bright. Turn that off. I don't like that, right? That's what happens sometimes when Jesus comes and shows his light to us. We say, I don't want your light. It's too bright. Go away, Jesus. That's what happens to the men in John, too. They say, I don't like what you're saying, Jesus. They get so mad at Jesus that later on in the story, they kill him. God sent his son to rescue us, and we killed him. But guess what? That didn't end the rescue mission of Jesus. That was the rescue mission of Jesus. Jesus came so he could die for us. Jesus came to be a substitute for us. He died in our place on the cross, right? The punishment that we should have gotten for rebelling against God came onto Jesus. All the punishment that you and I deserve for our sin was put onto Jesus. For our rebellion, for our disbelief, for our anger, our complaining, our laziness, for everything else. Guys, Jesus paid the price for us. He died. And then he rose again. Even though he died, he couldn't be held by death because he was God. He broke the power of death. And he finished sin forever. And he broke out of death and he rose to life. That's the good news of Jesus. Death couldn't keep him in. So here's the message. Here's how you be saved. Here's the light that Jesus shines for us. If you really believe that you're a sinner, that you're in trouble, if you really believe that you can't fix yourself, but that Jesus, who is God, came down to rescue us by dying in our place, taking our punishment, and that he rose again to break the power of sin and death. If you believe that and you say, I don't want to be my own boss anymore, God, I want you to be my boss, Jesus, you be my Lord, then you can be rescued. God will forgive you. God will welcome you into his family. You'll no longer be a slave to sin. You'll be God's child. There's nothing left to punish you for. And you're not walking in darkness anymore. You have Jesus shining his light in you and giving you the light you need to have eternal life. Kids and adults, Jesus loves you so much. He wants you to come to him and follow him so he can give you the light of eternal life, show you the truth, set you free from slavery so you can be a child of God and have eternal life. Listen, if you've never turned to Jesus, kids, grown-ups, everybody, if you've never turned to Jesus and said, I need your salvation, I need your light in my life, I need you to rescue me from the slavery to sin and make me a child of God, if you've never done that, you can do that right now. And I would just encourage you and urge you to do that. Not just think, oh, maybe later when I'm a little bit older. Do it now. And if you do, you can just thank God for making you his child, for rescuing you by sending Jesus to shine his light on you. And then if you're a follower of Jesus because he's forgiven you, you can shine your light or shine Jesus' light for everyone else. That's how we do these things we learned at camp. You can't shine Jesus' light unless you have Jesus' light inside of you, unless he's shone it on you and you understand his salvation. And the best way that you can do that, to shine Jesus' light, we talked about this one of the days, is by telling people how he saved you. By showing him how you are in darkness and he rescued you and how they can be rescued too. Would you pray with me as we think about these things? Father, we just thank you for Jesus who came into the world, your son, who came to rescue us from our sin, to show us who you are, and to show us the way to salvation. Lord, we are sinful, we're slaves to sin without Jesus, and we need your rescuing and your forgiveness. I pray for everyone here, for anyone who doesn't know you, Lord, that they would understand these things and believe and be saved and find themselves as your child. For all of us who do love you and have been saved already, Lord, that we would shine your light by helping people, by being kind, by trying to get along with people, by telling people about Jesus, most of all. We pray these things and we thank you as we sing some more songs together. In Jesus' name, amen.